Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 237-237. We've been personalizing Psalm 91, and we're on verse 10b. Neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. And plague means blow in the Hebrew language. And God is saying to you, no blow, no blow, no blow of sickness. Why? Jesus took all the blues. He took all the blues. We've done that already. If you are now listening to it, that means that you have to go to the other episodes, the previous episodes. I've explained what Isaiah prophesied about in Isaiah, the icon prophecy, the chapter of redemption called Isaiah chapter 53. And I've spoken about all that. We've even looked at the spiritual blows that God himself gave to Jesus. Divine justice knocked Jesus boom boom like that until he was disfigured. So we've done that, all that, and we are at the point where we're saying Romans 6:14 says that sin will not have dominion over us, and we're saying sin and sickness, they are twins from the same womb, the womb of darkness, the womb of Satan. And if one twin will not have dominion over you, then the other twin will also not have dominion over you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so on the other episode, I said that, why is it not automatic? Everybody should just receive their healing. And I said the same way, why is everybody not saved? Why is everybody not born again? Because it has to deal with the man's choice. The man has to choose. So in the way we choose Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior, you also have to come to that point where you choose Jesus as your healer, as your personal person. Those of us who watch Madame X on Flow, she says, personal person. So you have to accept Jesus as your personal person, your personal person. Okay, as if you are the only sick person in the world. Listen, as if you are the only sick person in the world, and Jesus went through all that he went through just for me. It was just for me. It was just only me. Only me. He did all that he did. Went to the cross, was whipped. Ha! He took the blows, all these blows, just for me. I was the only person on earth who would have done the same. He would have done it for me. I'm not looking at anybody, what they say and what they have and what they think and what's they can have what they have. But as for me, I'm looking at Jesus and what he has done. And I say, Jesus, what you did was just for me. You received all those blows. Nega in Hebrew means blow. Neither shall any plague, that word plague is nega. Jesus received all these blows. Why was he receiving those blows? They were for me. He did those things in my stead. He was my substitute. So what he did for me, I accept, I embrace. It is mine. No, I'm not looking at anybody. It's not about my mother. It's not about my father. It's not about my brothers. Even though I came in the same womb with them. It's not about my sister. It's not about any other person. In fact, it's not about even my husband or my wife or my children. It's about me as an individual. And I'm looking at Jesus as he looks at me. And he's taking the blows. And he says, Olivia, I'm taking the blows for you. So you're free. That is the thing. Listen, in law, if somebody is punished for a crime, he cannot be punished twice. It is not possible. And when Jesus went in my place, he took my punishment. Yes, I committed those crimes. Yes, I transgressed. Yes, I sinned. Yes, I offended God. Yes, I did. But Jesus took my place and he took all the blows for me. Ah, what do I say? Thank you, Jesus, for taking those blows on me. Today I am free from every single blow. Oh yes, syphilis has attacked you, HIV, because of your lifestyle. But today, you're saying, Jesus, you took HIV for me. You took those blows and I am free. Oh, what freedom. What freedom is this? God has done this for you. Love has provided this. This is only love could do this. Love has provided. I will not turn away. I will not behave as though I can't see it. No, I will embrace it. I will embrace divine health. I will embrace divine freedom because of what Jesus has done for me. Thank you, Lord. Do the same. Do the same. Don't sit with the sickness. Do the same. In Jesus' name, amen. You're blessed. Bye.